What's up and welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. You can follow me on Twitter at Stacking Dubs. Welcome on in, guys. The Warriors stretched the stack of dubs to four, coming off of a win against the Hornets on Friday. They beat the Spurs 117 to 113, four straight wins, 22 and 15 on the road. A game that they trailed by eight at half, and it was starting to look a little bit ugly. And we saw the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Warriors that we've been seeing. But like they've done so many times on the road, the Warriors find a way to dig deep and come back and win this one, followed by a 37 to 21 third quarter run. Almost a blown double-digit lead. I believe they're up 11 at one point in the fourth in this one. And, well, the lead shrunk to two in the final minute after in the game. And after a Steph Curry miss, none other than Draymond Green chases down a rebound, kicks it out to Klay for three. Next possession down, chases down another miss for an offensive rebound, gets fouled, makes one of the free throws to ice the game. Draymond Green, a wonderful game in this one. Steph Curry, also phenomenal. Just a ho-hum 33 points on seven three-pointers in this one. But we're going to go right back to talking about the Draymond Green Show. I came up with that title myself. I don't know where else I would have come up with the Draymond Green Show, but it sounds catchy, sounds good. Sounds like people would start to listen to something like that type of a show. Draymond in this one, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists, 1 block, 6 steals, and what I love the most is that he was an 8 of 9 line from the field, including both of his three-pointers were made. Draymond Green, the heartbeat of this team. Warriors are now 29 and 20 in games that Draymond has played, 11 and 14 in games without him. My first thought on that is, that's 25 games playing without Draymond. That's kind of a lot of games that the Warriors have played without. But it's why the Warriors are close to 500 team. Actually, we're six games over 500 for the first time this season. So that is awesome. But again, Draymond Green, we need you. And when you play, we are closer to this 29 and 20 record. You know, we're basically 3-2, win three games, lose two with Draymond on the court. And that would be good enough to be top five in the West. So we need you on the court, Draymond. Good to see you out there this weekend. Can you stay out there? Good old Draymond reminded me of my personal favorite comedy movie, Dumb and Dumber, where just when I thought you couldn't be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself. Great job, Dre. Good comeback, good bounce back. Not a great game against Charlotte on Friday, but this game, you put us on your back on both ends of the court, winning basketball. And wow, you just remind us that this is what Draymond does. It's why you have to live with his antics. He makes a lot of losing plays in the moment. You know, you're giving up a flagrant couple free throws. You're getting tossed from almost a must-win game against teams like the Magic. I'm not even going to talk about 2016, but he does things that can lose you a game, but he does so many things to win you the game, so many winning plays, things that aren't even showing up in the stat line, just the defensive end, just covering up and just saving so many blown coverages and just blow-bys. Everything he does on the rebounding, especially the defensive glass, tonight it was on the offensive glass, just all the little things he does wins you a game, and that far offsets the losing plays he makes. And that's why the Warriors are a winning team in the midst of a dynasty. Yes, I'll say it. The dynasty still lives. It ain't over yet in my mind. We'll see in the next couple years before I truly write that off. But Warriors, still 2 years ago, a championship team. Gonna make a little playoff run this year, win the championship, or maybe in the next 2 years. Dynasty continues, and what are we talking about? So, Draymond, keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head. When you lose your head, the Warriors lose their way. You are the heartbeat of the team. You are the soul of the team. Sometimes that heart gets broken. Sometimes that soul kind of strays away, and that's when the Warriors tend to be lost without their leader. Steph Curry is also a great leader, but as Kerr, Draymond, even Steph has said, it's a very quiet team, especially without Draymond on the court. You need his voice, and again, you need that energy that he provides to really bring everything together as a leader. So this is why we live with his antics. Despite the losing plays, he gives you so much winning. He's one of the highest IQ players in the league. When I talk to non-Warriors fans, they don't watch enough Draymond. All they see is the highlights and the antics. So when I tell them that he's such a high IQ player on the court and he's a high IQ guy even off the court, they're always like, really? And to which I'm like, you just listen to him talk, listen to how he analyzes the game, listen to what he sees and what he says when he's on the floor. You, if you truly watch him, will understand that he is one of the highest IQ players in the game. In addition to guys like Steph Curry, LeBron James, Chris Paul, all these guys that have just been great, especially as they age. That's Draymond Green, and that's why he must find ways to stay on the floor. Draymond Green, maybe I watch too much reality television, but he reminds me very much of that villain that you just love to hate, right? It's the crazy guy or gal that's just all over the place. They're wild, they're just making enemies, they're having blow-ups. But then you realize that they're the ones that are really carrying the show. And when they get voted off or they leave the show or something bad happens to them and they're gone, you realize that there's a drop off and you miss them when they're gone. As much as you love to hate them and you just want to quit them and you say, trade Dre or Dre, just retire, you realize not only from an entertainment purpose, like reality, but Dre is what carries the show for the Warriors. We need him, as I've said so many times, to really just kind of continue the culture and just continue elevating others on the show. That is the Warriors, the Dubs Invitational. And I say all that to say, Draymond Green, if you were on Love is Blind or Love Island, I would watch that show. So keep up the good work. Keep the bad work coming in doses. But as long as you bounce back, we're going to have to accept that this is what you are. It's never going to be, you're never not going to get ejected again. You're going to get more technicals. You're going to get flagrants. We understand. Just keep your head and bounce back from it. And all that being said, with said incident, the Warriors won their last four straight games on the road, despite a whole bunch of turbulence, winning basketball. Let's keep doing it. Three things that I look at that's going to take the Dubs as far as they're going to go in the playoffs. The two obvious things, Steph Curry. First and foremost, the Steph Curry offense. Whatever Steph Curry does is as far as the Dubs are going to go. We'll just leave that there, pin it on the wall. Draymond Green and the defense is number two. Everything Draymond does to affect ways of winning on both ends of the floor, especially the defense. We see how much better the defense is with him on the floor. Even the offense, they with Draymond on the court this year, they shoot 2% from the field better than when he's off the floor. So we're finding better shots. Offense is more efficient. Whole team is better all the way around. The third thing, which we're going to dive a little bit into, is the second scorer by committee that we have all season long. We already know in the NBA, it's no longer the NBA where you can be carried by one player and they take you all the way to the championship. As much as I hate to admit it, and as great as Steph Curry is, these days you need a number two. These days you usually need a number three. And you need good defense. You need everything. The offense in this league is so good. It's so efficient. Everybody can knock down open threes. It's why you need a number one option that can basically either command a double team, break down defenses, which frees up the rest of your team for open shots. When that player starts to fatigue or they're off the court, or when, as in Steph Curry's case, they're just attacking him relentlessly on the defensive end, especially in the playoffs. He's going to need a breath. He's going to need somebody to be a secondary playmaker on that court, secondary scorer. That's what the Warriors have sorely lacked. It's been by committee. The games that we win, it's usually somebody stepping up. It's usually one of the wings, right? It's Kuminga. It's been Klay at times. It's been Wiggins occasionally. Last night, it was Draymond Green who stepped up in terms of scoring. That's the recipe that the Warriors are going to need to get a little further and make a run. Can somebody step up? Can two people step up in a game to really piece together where I'm going to call it, we'll call it the second, third, and even fourth scorer in a game. I'm going to need about 55 points from those three. So average about what, 18 points from those three. So whether it's Klay, Kuminga, and Wiggins, or any combination of those three, we're going to need our second through fourth score to combine for about 55 points, assuming everything else in the game is about, a defensive game and we're playing in the 110s to 120s. Steph Curry can't carry the entire load. Yes, there will be a night he drops 40 or 50 points, but for all intents and purposes, we're going to need players, especially the wing players, which has been the Warriors' inconsistent, volatile part of the team all season long. That's what we're going to look at right now and how consistent we can be. So we're going to do a segment. We're going to call it Wild Wings. And we're going to talk about Buffalo Wild Wings, our sponsor, sponsoring Wild Wings today in this segment. Disclaimer, Buffalo Wild Wings has no idea that Stacking Dubs exists. I just gave them a random shout out. If you ever want to sponsor the show, I'm happy to take you on. But we're going to do a little Wild Wings segment. First off, no Jonathan Kuminga. So we're going to look at the last two games, right? Or even the last three dating back. Kuminga did not play. Wiggins in the last two games over the weekend. Well, he had his great game 3 days ago, dropping over 20 against the Hornets, dropped over 20 again. Can he be consistent last night against the Spurs? 4 points. Not a good game. Very poor game by Wiggins. Not that surprised. We haven't seen him string together three big games in a row all season or even the last couple of years. It's just not who he is. He doesn't get consistent enough easy buckets to be a 20-point scorer, right? His shot has come along, but as far as him getting to the rim, as far as him finishing at the rim, gosh, I swear, every time he goes up with his left, it's just an automatic turnover. He needs to be stronger at the rim. I've said this even last game when he had his huge, or 2 games ago when he had his huge game. It's just not consistent enough. The effort, the aggressiveness is just kind of, it wanes there and back. Wiggins is the epitome of the Warriors' wings, where you're going to have some good games followed by some clunkers. What can we expect from Wiggins and call it a 7-game series? I mean, you're going to get 2 good games. You're going to get 3 mediocre, which kind of in between games where he's giving you 13 points. And then you're probably going to get 2 games where he's dropping single digits. Defense will be decent effort, but we're talking about offense. And the problem is when he's not scoring, it's not like he's playmaking. You know, he's not attacking and kicking. The offense doesn't run through him. He's just kind of a late shot clock or a mismatch score. Just get me to 15 or 16 points a game rather than the 13 you're scoring, and we can live with it. But I just need consistency, Wiggs. You have a couple blow-up games, but then your floor is about 13 or 14 points. Now we're in business, and that is enough to be our third score. Klay Thompson. I don't have to go too much into Klay. We know he can get as hot as anybody. He can also have these off games. Last two games, 15 points, 13 points. My issue is in those last two games against the Hornets and the Spurs, 2 total rebounds. That's not going to do it, Klay. We need a little bit more. We need a lot more on the glass. 5 assists, not bad. I'd like to see him above 3 assists per game. I know that's not really Klay, but if you're not going to be scoring, I need to be playmaking, especially that combination with Trayce Jackson-Davis. 2 of you guys have been cooking. Let's find ways to keep getting that rolling if you're not going to be scoring. But again, Klay, just like Wiggins, it's inconsistent. Yes, any game you can get over 20, but you could also get under 10 in any other game. Moses Moody. All right, it's good to see him getting some minutes lately. Last two games, he got 25 minutes against Charlotte, 22 minutes against the Spurs, 15 points and 10 points in those games respectively. Combined for 6 of 8 from 3, 75%. Really liked the three-point shooting. If Moody's shooting well from 3, now he's a completely different player. We saw him go through that huge slump, and it was really a struggle to even find him minutes. Good things happen when he's on the court. A lot of hustle. Plus 12 in both of the last two games each. So he finds ways to win, but you need to provide the spacing and shooting from 3. That is the most valuable thing that you provide for us, Moody. So just need to find a consistent shot, and you're going to find consistent minutes, particularly in the playoffs that happened against the Lakers last year when we needed a spark. So hopefully he can kind of step off the bench. Moody always stays ready, and he needs to be ready to go in these big games coming up. Pajemski, I'm going to kind of clump him in here because he's not quite a wing, and I don't need him to be a scorer, but I need him to score more than the 4 points he scored against Charlotte on Friday. Put in 12, had 12, 7, and 4 yesterday against the Spurs. Good. Obviously, he is a connector. He does the little things. He's a plus-minus monster. I believe he's still by far the best on the Warriors in terms of plus-minus on the season, but I would like you to also occasionally be able to chip in, maybe be one of our top 4 scorers in some of these games. And again, get our 2nd, 3rd, and 4th scores to combine for 55 points. That's the number I'm looking for. I think that's the winning recipe. All that being said, and I know we were without Kuminga, looking at those wings, looking at the inconsistency and just the lack of 20-point scorers, it's just not going to be enough to consistently survive a 7-game series. We can't rely on Draymond Green dropping 20 plus points in a game. Can't rely on any of these guys to drop 20 plus points in a game, except for maybe Kuminga. And that's why when Kuminga plays and is scoring efficiently, the Warriors have been good. When he hasn't been, well, we've been finding ways to piece it together, but we need more to support Steph Curry, or Curry is just not going to be able to handle that full load. So taking a look ahead at the playoff picture, Rockets, huge loss last night. They finally lose after an 11-game win streak. Took a 47-point masterpiece from Luka Doncic and the Mavericks to do so, but puts the Dubs two up in the win column and loss column on the Rockets, and the Warriors have the tiebreaker, which basically means it's a 2.5-game lead on the Rockets with 8 games to play, including we play the Rockets on Thursday. What that means is, first off, it's nice to say that even if we lost both games, including to the Rockets, we would still be in the 10 speed with the in the driver's spot after playing Houston. So no matter what, after that Houston game, we will at worst still be in that 10 seed, even if we're tied with just the tiebreaker on them. To catch the 9 seed, Lakers can definitely be done. They're only one game up in the loss column on us, and we still play them. But honestly, the 9 seed, just having home court advantage in that game, I don't even know how huge an advantage that is. We don't play great in LA, but we've been a better team on the road than at home. It's always nice to be at home, but I guess I'm okay. 10-9 doesn't make a huge difference to me. I have my eye on that 8 seed. We're looking at the Suns and the Kings, who are both 3 games up in the loss column for that 8 seed, which would be nice to catch one of them, which means we only have to win 1 out of 2 games to advance out of the play-in. Realistically, to do that, being 3 games back, and I believe both teams have a tiebreaker on us, we'd have to gain 4 games on each of them, which would mean we have to go 7-1, and one of those teams would have to go 3-5. Crazier things have happened. The Kings are dinged up. They just lost Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. The Suns have a tough schedule. Can the Warriors go 7-1? We'll see. Not the hardest schedule, but we do have Dallas twice this week. Houston obviously will be a tough game, and we still have the Lakers also. We still have the Pelicans, I believe, coming up down in next week, although they could be resting players. So we're keeping our eye on holding the 10 seed. All things considered, let's just lock up this 10 seed this week. And then even if we can't get to that 8 seed, maybe we just kind of coast for the last couple games and just get a little bit of rest for Steph and the boys heading into the play-in. So that's what we're looking at. All in all, a great weekend for the Warriors. Nice to have a little breathing room. Let's take care of business tomorrow against Luka, who we just used up all of his points last night against the Rockets. And he'll have a terrible game against us. Hopefully we can get Kuminga back to give us a little assistance on the wing. And then we'll take care of business against Houston on Thursday. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Keep on stacking these dubs. I've been your host, Chris Chin. And until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.